claims a stalker's register could have saved the life of a young woman murdered by her ex.
Why is stalking offences not treated as serious as sex offenders?
The organisation behind the Oscars labels allegations against Harvey Weinstein as abhorrent, and could Gordon Strachan's future as Scotland manager be decided later? From Global's newsroom, this is Hearts Morning News. I'm Rebecca Cook. The friends and family of a woman killed by her violent ex says her life could have been saved if a stalker's register existed.
If Alice knew that at the start, I can guarantee you she wouldn't have started a relationship with him.
Alice Ruggles was murdered in her home by Truman Dillon, who travelled from his barracks in Penicuik. 130,000 people have signed a petition for the register this week, which would expose a partner's violent past. Maxine from Glasgow was Alice's best friend and helped set up a charity in her name.
If there is a register, shows either women or males have that type of behaviour towards their ex-partners. There's a sex offenders register for people that commit sexual offences. Why is stalking offences not treated as serious as sex offenders?
The Academy, which runs the Oscars, will hold a meeting this week to discuss action against producer Harvey Weinstein. It's calling the sexual abuse allegations against him as repugnant and abhorrent. Cara Delevingne's become the latest star to speak out, as Hearts' Ashley Carroll reports.
The actress and model posted a statement on her Instagram last night saying she was left very powerless and scared when invited to Weinstein's hotel room. She's admitted to be hesitant about speaking out and that she's proud of women who are brave enough to do it. It follows numerous claims of sexual assault, as well as three accusations of rape, which the film producer denies. Speaking at the London Film Festival last night, James Bond producer Barbara Broccoli has told us abuse won't be tolerated.
Any form of harassment is abhorrent, and I'm just, you know, I think we have to really support the victims who've come out. And I'm so pleased that there has been so much support for them.
After Gwyneth Paltrow and Angelina Jolie came forward, Weinstein's membership of BAFTA was suspended last night. The organisation behind Britain's top film awards called the claims very serious allegations. A group of MPs have also written to the Prime Minister calling for the film producer's CBE to be taken away.
There's been a spike in Scottish Fire Service staff signing off with stress. The number of workers off sick due to pressures is apparently five times higher now compared to 2014. 137 were off with stress last year. Hearts' Derek Ferguson speaking to Chris McGlone from the Fire Brigades Union for Morning News.
It is really, really concerning. It's quite staggering, actually, that increase over that period of time. I don't think there is any particular single factor. I think it's a combination of factors.
Do you see this as being a problem that is going to get worse?
I'm not aware of any measures, significant measures, that have been taken at this point in time to address the sickness absence rates, and specifically around what appear to be mental health issues and stress levels. So if there are no actions being taken to address the root cause, clearly I think we have to anticipate that this is going to get worse before it gets better.
In a statement, the Scottish Fire and Rescue Service says it's not an accurate reflection, with different recording systems in the previous eight regions. It's added the safety and well-being of staff remains a key priority. The desperate fiancé of an ex-soldier jailed in India is taking her justice campaign to number 10 in a bid to reunite him with their son.
He sees me constantly on the phone and trying to help his dad and trying to bring my family back together again.
It's 4 years since Billy Irving, along with five others, were arrested on weapons charges while working as security guards on anti-piracy ships. His partner Yvonne McHugh told Hart their two-year-old son William will hand over their petition.
It's just really something that William can look back on in years to come and say, well, I done that. I done that for my daddy.
Plans to protect consumers from rip-off energy prices will be set out in the Commons later. Theresa May promised to give the regulator new powers to cap tariffs during her ill-fated conference speech last week. It's claimed Beyoncé and Rihanna could be having an impact on our shopping habits. John Lewis says Instagram posts from stars are influencing what we want to buy, with avocado slicers and unicorn-shaped pool inflatables replacing spiralizers and sat-navs as our most wanted items this year. This is Hearts Morning News. Gordon Strachan's future as Scotland boss could well be decided at Hampden later. Scottish FA chiefs are meeting to go over the country's failed World Cup qualifying bid. We've been finding out if you think he should keep his job.
It's not really Gordon Strachan's fault. Could it be the SFA's or grassroots football? I don't know. Even Wales have got international star players. Scotland, who have we got?
I hope he stays. I think he's done such a bad job.
I mean, what you really need is Martin O'Neill, but the Irish have him, so tough.
Billy Elliot actor Jamie Bell has told us despite once being a nimble dancer, he ended up with a couple of injuries while filming his new movie. Heart's Lindsay Hume has more.
Jamie plays a struggling actor who falls in love with Hollywood's leading lady in his new movie Film Styles Don't Die in Liverpool. And despite playing an aspiring ballet dancer in his debut film, he told us he had to look to John Travolta for some dancing tips.
I was Googling a lot of Saturday Night Fever clips in my trailer before we went out. We did it four times. We were exhausted. I did the splits in the scene. I kind of pulled my groin and bruised my knee quite badly, but stunts, own stunts.
It also sees him reunited 17 years on with Julie Walters. He says he may now be taller, but not much else has changed, and it was great to work with her again.
The whole crew was just shaking in their boots. She just commands such respect, and people love her. You know, she feels like a relative almost, and she's amazing.
The movie had its premiere in London last night.
Scotland's weather, cloudy with a little rain, but becoming brighter with a few sunny spells in the afternoon. Breezy in the west and chilly, highs of 13 degrees.